Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, good evening and welcome everybody to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tonight, I just want you to be remembrative of the fact that the Lord is with us. Amen. And that He was here even before we arrived tonight to meet us right where we're at. And I will tell you that we're here to be refreshed. We're here to be encouraged. We're here to be strengthened. And tonight, when we enter into worship, I just believe God's going to do great things. So I want you to just use your faith tonight and worship the Lord. And let's just rest in Him and His goodness. Amen? Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah. Let's just enter into His presence. Amen? Let's just come and thank Him and tell Him we want more of Him. Just honor Him tonight. Hallelujah. Spirit, come move over us. Come rest.
Lift you up
Jesus,
tonight,
we
Jesus.
Exalt you. Amen.
Amen. We
Amen.
Declare your glory. We declare your goodness. Amen.
Amen.
We lift up the Lord tonight. Amen.
Amen. He's
Praise
worthy to be
Jesus.
Praised.
Yes, he
in
is.
In every way. Amen.
Amen.
Praise he is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't think Praise of how much. Jesus. I know I'm standing up here. We don't have anything going on this weekend. But next weekend is our women's breakfast / Bible study, 9:00 in the morning here. So we all come and just meet. And if you're new and you're hearing us for the first time online, we welcome you.
Amen.
What? Is this a 5-week?
Praise the Lord.
This is a 5-Saturday month?
Hmm.
Well, would you look at that?
Praise Jesus. Amen.
So this is not the fourth. This is the third? But they had the third last week when they had the men's meeting. Next Saturday is the first. Hold on. You guys got me confused. Where's calendar? Not that I don't believe them, folks. It's just I'm confused. I do believe you in that. So this Saturday, next Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, there was. See, that's not my fault. There's 5 Saturdays. That's not my fault. So on May 6th will be our women's
Amen.
Breakfast. So don't miss that. We're going to have a good time. And if you're hearing this for the first time, ladies, you're invited. We have a women's breakfast where there are different people in our congregation of women that will cook the breakfast for that morning. And then another, we'll have a different one of our ladies will teach each of those Saturdays. And it's very good.
Amen.
You get different perspectives, different teaching in how other and different people learn. And you always learn something. Isn't that right? Like, we always learn something. And it's so good. So
Amen.
I love them. We'll be here. Not next Saturday, but the Saturday after that.
Amen.
These Saturdays. That's
Praise
all I got.
The Lord.
And
Hallelujah.
I got that one.
Amen. I think the children are already out of here. But if they're not, they can go now. Hallelujah. I think they're already in class. So that's a blessing. Amen. And before we get into the word, we're just going to take up the offering by our faith tonight, amen? I just want each and every one of you to have a revelation in your heart of why you give. And just based on your revelation of the goodness of God and why you give, tonight I'm just going to pray and we're going to just bring our offering to the Lord because we know that He touches our life and He moves on our behalf, amen? And He's constantly with us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're just using our faith tonight. We're opening up our hearts, Father. And Lord, I believe that people are giving out of their faith in you, Father God, and out of their desire to worship you and to please you, Father God, and to let you into the very intimate places of their life, Father God. We trust in you. We lean into you, Father God. When we open up our hearts and we give, we're just showing our trust and our faith in your goodness, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for all that you do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your offerings to the front. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So tonight we're just going to be talking a little bit about the goodness of the Lord and his strength in our life. Amen. And how he strengthens us and how there's nothing we could do without him. So we're going to just begin and look in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And I think I want to begin to read. Here in about verse 3, and it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." And tonight I just want to talk to you here for a moment in this scripture to remind us that though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Amen? I thank God that we have been redeemed and our spirits are alive and well in the Lord. And that when we use our faith, we get beyond this flesh and we get into the things of God. Amen? And God gives us weapons of warfare, all right? And they're not carnal, but they're mighty. You know, when we pray, when we use the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, when we dig into those things of God, we're able to break off strongholds and we're able to fight through things that are negative and that are against our lives, and we're able to tap into the goodness that God wants for us. Amen? And I want you to know that I thank the Lord that he has come upon us and that he strengthens us. Amen? And that in him we can overcome fears and worries and struggles. And when we really rest in the Lord, he will help us in every area of our life. Amen. You know, there's not a day that we live where we shouldn't open up our hearts for the Spirit of the Lord to be moving in us. We should be aware of God's goodness every day, and it should be purpose in us to make sure that when we get up and when we get started in this thing called life, that it just becomes a natural part of our process to open up our heart and say, "Lord, be with me today. Strengthen me today, God. Greater is he who's in me than he's who in the world. And Father, I lean into you and I trust in you and I move in the things that you want me to move in. And I open up my spirit to be able to be moved by God." Amen? We're going to look here in the book of John real quick and just see what it says here in John chapter 15. And it says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." I want you to know something, that we're constantly being challenged by the Lord to move closer to him. Convictions come, things press into our spirit, because that's the will of God trying to move us into those things that he wants for us. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that we change from glory to glory. We are saved while we're constantly in a state of experiencing God's salvation. Amen? That means that we're growing all the time. The Lord wants us to increase in his wisdom, his ability, and his goodness. And I just really want to get to something here that it says that's very powerful here in these verses. It says, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me," wow, what a powerful statement. "For without me, you can do nothing." If we're going to navigate this life in a way that's going to please God, in a way that's going to fulfill destiny and purpose, we're going to have to do that in Jesus. Amen? I want you to know that we can give our best efforts and we can work on our own energy as hard as we want to, and we can strive and we can try to achieve things. But if we're doing this life without God, he said that in our own selves we can do nothing. Wow. Let's make sure that we open up our hearts to the place where we know that on our own power and on our own strength, we cannot accomplish much in this life. We cannot please God if everything we do is on our own without his help. I want you to know that the Lord needs to be there to help us within our family. Amen? The Lord needs to be there to help us even within our work assignments and our jobs. Amen? And within our friendships and in our relationships, every aspect of what we do, we need God to be there. Ye can of your own self do nothing. Wow. You know, when we hear that, I want to remind you that Jesus said that about himself. He said, without my Father's help from heaven, I can of my own self do nothing. I want you to know that you have never been expected to be on this earth on your own strength and power. In the book of Psalms, the Bible declares that in the Word of God, your members are. It was expected that you, by faith, would get into a relationship with Jesus, that you would read the Word of God, and that your character, your nature, your identity, who you are as a person, would be built out of the revelations that God brings to us. Amen? That's why the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. That's why the Bible says, seek him and you will be found. He will be found if you seek him. He will touch your life. He will come in and intervene on your behalf. The Lord God is always willing to work on your behalf and to move in our life. I'm just going to go here and I'm going to read a story to you tonight about how God touched a person's life in the Bible. And it's going to be found in the book of Luke, chapter 8. And I'm going to read here in verse 49. And Jesus is moving and doing many things and doing miracles among the people. And he had just been touched by a woman and made her whole that reached out and touched him. And on that whole journey, he was going with the ruler of a synagogue to his house to pray for his daughter. And so they're in the process of going, and they're headed that way. And it says in Luke chapter 8, verse 49, it says, while he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John. I always like to remind us that sometimes, especially in our greatest battles, we need to make sure that those people who are part of that battle are people that believe and support you. Amen? And the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, weep not, she's not dead but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out and took her by the hand and called, saying, maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her eat. Meat. Wow. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. You know, whenever we look at the Word of God, and whenever we see these miracles and these moments that Jesus produced when he was here on this earth, it should be an encouragement to us. It should be a reminder to us that when life gets too big for ourselves, we need to make sure that we have the door open for Jesus. You know, I love it because he looked at this man and said, hey, fear not, believe only. You know, there's another scripture that tells this story, and the man said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. And what's powerful is that Jesus didn't scold the man. Jesus did not scold the man for his humanity, for his fears and his natural concerns in the natural world. Jesus did not scold him for that. Jesus was there with him and said, only believe. And the Lord obviously strengthened him through his unbelief, didn't he? Because they went and continued the journey, and it came that where there is an outcome pleasing to God. And what I want to encourage you tonight is to know that anytime we need the Lord's help, we need to make sure that we keep our heart open, amen? And that our spirit is open to the goodness of God and the fact that God is the God of the impossible. When things are too big for us, that's the perfect time to rely on him. When we realize our weaknesses and our frailties, remember the Bible says that when you're weak, I'm strong. And that the Lord will be with you in all aspects of this thing called life. And so I just love this story because here was a situation that was beyond humanity. Praise the Lord. You know, your salvation is something that is beyond humanity. Your salvation is guaranteed because of the goodness of the Lord. Amen? And so we can be so thankful tonight that we are resting and relying upon the God who is the God of the impossible and the one who will do things that are far beyond anything that we can do or have on our own power or in ourselves. Praise the Lord. First Corinthians chapter 16:13 says, watch you, stand fast in faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with love. And I want you to know something. When it says there, quit ye like men, that seems weird to us because we're like, wait, what do you mean? We're women and men, right? But what it means is that we need to make sure that we're not acting like a carnal person or a natural person that doesn't have a relationship with the Lord. We no longer limit ourselves to believe that we're just natural people on this thing called earth. Amen? We're a new creature. We're in him. We are sons and daughters. We belong to the Lord. And therefore, we need to make sure that we don't live this life on our own strength or out of our own wisdom. And we definitely have to make sure that when we're anxious, that when we're heated up about things, or when we're aggravated about things, or when we feel pressure on our life, we've got to make sure that we take a step back and say, Lord, I need your help. I want you to know something, that I thank God when things are too big for me. Because when things are too big for me, I know that I better rest in him. I want you to know something, that sometimes God puts us in positions where we don't feel adequate, where we don't feel big enough or good enough. And I'm telling you that that's the perfect time for you to open your heart and your spirit and ask the Lord for help. Because he's called you to these moments. Amen. And I want you to know something, that if we were able to do it on our own power, chances are God's not even with us to do it. Amen? Because if we had the ability to do it in our own strength, it wouldn't be pleasing to him. And it wouldn't be something that he was authorizing us to do, because he says, of your own self, you can do nothing. The things that we accomplish and the things that we get done, there ought to be time, faith, and prayer and an awareness that we need God's help in the middle of it. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. It says right here, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. I'm so thankful that we can go to the book of Romans and it says that before we had no strength. But once we know the Lord, we do have strength, but it's not in us. It's in the power of the Lord working within us. Amen. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I want you to know something, that there are going to come challenges in life. And you are going to have tough times, and you are going to have difficulty. But what's powerful is you never have to be in that moment on your own power. Make sure that when you are going through difficulties and when you are going through hardness, that you endure it by the faith in the Lord. Amen? It says, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. I want you to know something. The Lord has chosen you to be a soldier. And therefore, the battles that come your way are not able to overtake you. If we focus on the Lord and not on the challenges that try to come against us, then we're going to find out that we can endure the things of this life, and that we can actually overcome, and that we can have victory. Remember, the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. And that means that if you equip yourself with the Word of God, and if you'll find scriptures to stand on in the middle of your struggle, you're going to find that the Lord will empower you by faith to get through the difficulties that come your way. I encourage every one of us that when we find ourselves in a battle, that we look to the Word of God and we find some scriptures that strengthen us and comfort us in the middle of what we're going through, and we stick with those. And we confess those. And we stand on those. And in so doing, we put ourselves in a position where God himself can help us and can strengthen us and put us in a place where we overcome the difficulties in this thing called life. Amen? We're going to go here and look in the book of Luke, the book of Luke chapter 10. And I just want to read in here in Luke chapter 10, verse 25 and down. I just want to read some things that are said here. And it says in Luke 10, 25, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. So I want to speak to you for just a moment here, and then we're going to go on. But I just want to say this to you as we read this. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind. You know, we have to get to the point where no matter what's going on in our life, we put the Lord first. Boy, I tell you what, you've got to be able to handle even those challenging things. with the thought that even when something happens and it's upsetting to you and it's difficult, that in the middle of it, you say, okay, even though I'm going through something that I never thought I would experience, and right now you might not even understand it all, but one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to serve the Lord. One thing I'm going to know is that in the middle of where I'm at, the Lord has not left me alone. We have to learn to love Him and serve Him with all of who we are. Amen? And then I want to go on here because it says, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And this lawyer, trying to get out of accountability, made the mistake of saying what he said in verse 29. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In other words, who in the world do I got to be nice to? Who in the world do I have to tolerate? Who in the world do I have to put up with? Amen? And heaven forbid, who in the world do I truly have to treat the same way I'd want to treat myself? And the Lord gave him a good parable here, and we're going to read it. And Jesus answered and said, hey, a certain man went down from Jerusalem into Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Uh-oh. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he sojourned, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said to him, take care of him, and whatsoever you spend is more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. You know, I think that when we read this story as Christians, we need to realize that basically anybody that crosses our path should get the benefit of being our neighbor. I mean, this man went out of his way to show compassion on a stranger. I want you to know that what this means to us by the Lord's perspective is if I'm going to consider this stranger in the ditch my neighbor, how much more so should I consider you? How much more so should I consider my family? How much more so should I consider those people that I meet at work? You never know who the Lord has for you to impact with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I will tell you that the people you meet in life are not meeting you by happenstance. They're meeting you because in you, whether you recognize it or not, is a light that is shining. They're meeting you because you are a reflection of Jesus. And you might not even believe it, know it, or realize it, but you need to understand that oftentimes you are showing people who Christ is, and you are making yourself available to people that need to see a light shining, and whether they even let you know it or not, people are being impacted by who you are. I want you to know that there's going to be people you meet in heaven one day that are going to let you know that you impacted them, even though you don't know here on this earth that you've impacted them. I don't know why, but here recently, I've been hearing more and more stories and also getting outreaches from people that I used to work with and things like that, letting me know that I had an impact on them. And I will tell you that some of them I know I didn't preach the gospel directly to. I was always nice. I always wanted to make sure I represented myself in Christ. But I want you to know that some of these people that have reached out to me, I did not sit them down and tell them my testimony and preach Jesus Christ to them. But my walk in that workplace demonstrated Jesus just because I had an intent in my heart not to please all those people, but to please God. I can of my own self do nothing, amen? I want you to know that just by serving the Lord and just by being who you are in Christ, you are making a difference that people need and that people can grab a hold of. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus, we just thank you for your goodness. And I thank you that the Lord said, who was the true neighbor? And the man said, he that showed mercy on him. Remember, what you sow is what you'll reap. We want to receive forgiveness. Make sure we are people that give forgiveness. We want to receive mercy. Make sure that we're people that give mercy. Make sure that we're people that are aware of the fact that we have the power to impact people for good and to do things that are pleasing to the Lord. Romans chapter 15. I want to read something to you here in Romans chapter 15, 1. It says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. We have hope through what the Word of God says. But I really want to focus on something here that I said in those first few words. It says, we then that are strong. Praise the name of the Lord. Whether you like it or not, or whether you think so or not, you are strong. You have the Lord. You have salvation. We then that are strong. We then that are not on our own strength, amen? We then who have Christ who gives us strength. We that are strong. We that are able to. We that have used our faith. And that doesn't mean that you walk perfect every day, amen? It doesn't mean that everything for you is absolutely wonderful right now. Your strength is not in your weaknesses and your infirmities and all those things that we're challenged with. Your strength is in Christ Jesus. And you are strong enough. Right now, let me tell you something. You can handle the people that call you and ask for prayer. Right now, you can handle the challenges that are within your family. You can handle the challenges that you're going through and that you're having because you are strong in the Lord. We then that are strong, who are those that are strong? Those who are redeemed. Those who are saved. Those who have Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Those who get up every day knowing that in him we live, move, breathe, and have our very being. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to know that the goodness of God has been shed forth for each and every one of us. And the goodness of God is out there for us to grab a hold of. It says, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in all the differences that we have out there in the world, and in all the differences, even the uniqueness that we have as people, even within this house right now, each one of us are unique. But the common ground between all of us is the precious goodness of Jesus. You know, we can never forget that. And we need to rest in that. And we need to make sure that we stand strong in the Lord. That we stand refreshed in Him. That we go to Him. That we lean on Him. And that no matter what challenges face us, and no matter what comes and goes in our life, there's something very consistent that we need to lean into, and that's the goodness of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Yes. We need to trust in Him. We need to rest in Him. And we need to remember that He's that vine. Amen? Yes. And that we are branches. And that as long as we stay connected to Him, we're going to be able to be refreshed. We're going to be able to be strengthened. We're going to be able to recover. We're going to be able to overcome. We're going to be able to walk in victory. And we're going to be able to win. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just exalt You tonight. Father, we just lift You up. And Lord, we thank You. Father, I'm thankful and I'm glad that in this life, on my own, I can do nothing. I thank You, Lord, that You strengthen us. I thank You, Lord, that Your power is behind us. I thank You, Father, that the Bible says that You're our rear guard and You're our front guard. Lord, I thank You that the Word says that You will never leave us nor forsake us. I thank You that the Word says that You're always with us. I thank God that the Word says You never sleep nor slumber. Hallelujah. I thank God that the Bible says that the whole earth is Yours and the people. You specify that the people of this earth are Yours, Father God, because when we use our faith to receive Jesus Christ, we become the sons and the daughters of the living God. And Father, we're so thankful to be a part of Your kingdom, Father God. To be above and not beneath. And to be seated at the right hand of Christ Jesus in heavenly places. And Lord, we just exalt You and lift You up and declare Your goodness and thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have any prayer requests tonight? Amen. Well, I thank you, live streamers, for being with us tonight and joining in with us. Amen. And I thank everybody that's here tonight. And I thank you for walking in faith and believing in God and standing strong in who you are in the Lord. Amen. Let's make sure that we continue to walk in His goodness because He is life. And He is the way. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being here tonight. And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning, bright and early at 10 a.m. All right?